This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Export sales were good again this week, but it's still too little too late for old crop numbers. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest report from the USDA.
Old crop corn, 485,000 tons. Old crop beans, 325,000 tons. Both of those above the analyst's range of estimates. On the new crop side of things, corn just slightly below at 434.8, and beans were above at 985,000 tons. So overall, very good sales for both corn and beans. The problem that you're going to run into now is we talk about the old crop versus the new crop. Old crop only has about 4 weeks left of the marketing year, so we're not necessarily paying as much attention to the sales side of things as we are the shipment side. So if you look at the corn, the old crop doing just fine. We know that they just raised the expectations for that. On beans, not doing well. We've been talking about that for the last year and a half.
On the new crop side of things, McBride said they won't complain about what they got.
We're not going to say anything bad about this because it is still a good week of sales for us. Corn side of things, having an off week, no big deal because we are on pace for what we need to be doing. We're just fine on that new crop corn side of things. So overall, I'm going to call this a positive report, but it is something that we want to see more out of the soybeans because we already know we're behind. We need to do more to get ourselves caught up here. And this is the time of the year where we typically do see those numbers come up.
Read more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.